Let Nothing Divide Us by Jello Jolteon. Chapter 11, Cat's Dilemma. Uwuraka flashes her phone screen at him, and he studies it to read the post she's proffering. A small comic of a person sitting. In the first panel, a cat wanders up. The second, it jumps onto their lap. The third, it lays down. The fourth is a dramatic close-up of the person's teary face, boldly proclaiming, "I have been chosen." He looks back up her arm to her face with a and she cheerfully greets it with a command.
Growl.
He plugs at the down arrow on her phone's keypad, and the word bonus chugs into view before a picture of the cat laying on a dusty skeleton. He snorts unceremoniously.
I guess that's pretty true, huh?
He says once he's given it a good chuckle.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had a cat to know, but I think I'd be pretty pumped if one chose to lay down on me. To be honest, I really don't think I'd move either. Who would want to ruin a moment like that? Certainly not me.
Midoriya raises his hands up in defense.
I can't say I would either, Uraraka-san.
It was a brief and incredibly trivial exchange, which is why he can't quite fathom why it comes rushing back to him the moment he opens his eyes. He groans and rubs his cheek with the heel of his palm in an honest attempt to reorient himself.
Right. He fell asleep, didn't he?
He's sitting on his bed with his back against the wall, and it's definitely darker than what he last recalls. He glances over at his clock. 8:17 p.m. He and Uraraka had been studying, and he can't quite remember how it had come to be that he fell asleep. An itch of embarrassment flashes through him, though, because the way things are adding up, he fell asleep and left her to study in his room alone.
Yeah, what a terrible host.
He pinches the bridge of his nose and berates himself and tries to flop over to reach his desk lamp.
He succeeds, but only once he's bent onto his side does he realize his legs are anchored by some kind of weight, and with a soft click, the reason is bathed in a warm glow.
She has her back to him, so all he can really make out is her shoulders and the back of her bobbed hair, and the way all of that is curled on top of his legs. She doesn't so much as stir. He sits back up as cautiously as he can, straining his elbow inside to work to that goal. Once he again reaches a sitting position, he sees the papers scattered to the other side of them. Her hands are curled to her chest, and she didn't even manage to let go of her pencil.
In the silence of his room, he can hear her breathing evenly, even if it's just the soft rushes of exhaled air that make it to his ears.
While he listens, he becomes acutely aware of the tiny hot gusts that linger on his leg as she breathes. At least several dozen neurons in his brain clue in at once, enough to fire off a coherent thought of,
"You need to wake her up. This is going to embarrass her."
But these neurons rousing immediately makes another set counter with,
"But she's obviously tired. Can you really wake her?"
He needs to get more work done. His hand hovers at her shoulder, ready to grip her soft skin and gently shake her awake. But she looks so peaceful, and part of him can't help but think of that damned cat comic she'd shown him. He'd never had a cat before either, but now he innately understood what the feeling of being chosen was. He looks at her for a few moments longer, but sleep starts creeping back in, and he knows he doesn't have a good reason to fight it. Maybe it was best to let her wake up and figure this out for herself, after all? He doesn't even realize he threads his hand into her hair and strokes her scalp softly a few times as his eyelids again grow heavy.